hon har mätt sig mer och mamma nu med mera dare. Fick du mia kutter där och mamma med på en satsa du. Sitter hon jag vischa och lite va. Inte vänner sen på bakalare där man är vänig. Sitter vilka jag vann det ser bakalare fick jag med.
Oh, mama. Wait, you got some baccalà over there in Italy, boy. Woo! See those GDP numbers that came out. Boy, gross domestic product is pretty gross. Yep, no recovery. Not there, not anywhere. And now more and more people, including Joseph Stiglitz, an economist, well-renowned for his work, talking about the failures of the euro and how it's really hurting a lot of countries. Because they used to devalue their currencies when needed to be, but now they're all controlled under one and it's not doing so good. I mean, we're looking at euro growth in the first half of the year at, 0.4%. And this is after all of this quantitative easing. Isn't that a lovely word? You know, they have to stop teaching economics in universities. They don't teach any of this stuff. I mean, when I went to school, there was no such thing as quantitative easing or zero interest rate policy or negative interest rate policy. So they're making it up as they go along, and it's not working all along. It's not working in Europe. They're buying $80 billion worth of government and corporate bonds. They call it stimulus to keep this economy going. And all it's doing is it's juicing up the equity markets because they're borrowing money for nothing and gambling. End of story. The data proves it. Take a look at Japan. Their GDP numbers came in. Yeah, the first half of the year, they're growing at the grand total of 0.2%. Take a look at the United States. Oh, Obama said anybody that says that the United States economy isn't doing well is peddling fiction. Yeah, from a guy that peddled fiction his entire political career, he knows a thing or two about it. Yeah, the United States economy is growing at the grand total of 1%. The fraud in chief, the commander in chief. So the markets keep going up, and they don't go up on economic fundamentals because I just gave you a basket of them. Of course, there are other elements that show how poorly things are doing as well. I mentioned the United States, Japan, Europe. Hey, how about China? Yeah, that country that's import and export dependent. Nah, their exports only went down 4.4% year over year in the numbers that just came out in July, for July. And their imports we're down 12.5%. That's for the 21st straight month of decline. So if China's not buying, that means all of these commodity-rich countries aren't selling. It's as simple as that. Because China absorbs about 40-45% of a lot of the natural resources, like copper and iron ore and nickel. And they buy gold. Whew. Do they buy it? Those and the Indians, boy. Not the Native American ones, of course. Not since the United States committed genocide against them and has them living in terrible conditions. Now they're not buying anything of gold. But anyway, when you look at all the global data, there's no reason at all for these markets to be going up. It's a total fraud. The only reason they're going up is because of central bank intervention, central banksters' intervention. They should stop teaching economics at university level or college level until they say that capitalism is dead. This has nothing to do with capitalism. It's bankism. It's rigged right in front of our eyes, and no one is calling them out for what it is. Actually, it's fascism. That's what Mussolini called it. The merger of state and corporate powers. So you go back to Obama and Bush bailing out too big to fail banks and businesses, General Electric, General Motors, One general after another. It was the military generals or the generals that have taken over commerce in America and much of the world. They got bailed out. In capitalism, there's no such thing as too big to fail. You rise and fall on your own merits. That's gone. It's over. So the markets are going up because of negative zero interest rate policy, all this cheap dough, and more merger and acquisition activity, stock buybacks because of the cheap money, and stimulus programs. Again, you just saw the Bank of England lower its interest rates to 322-year lows. So forget about the stock rally, because follow the money again. And you're seeing what's going on. They just had a Bank of America Merrill Lynch survey, and they found the cash levels in portfolios were at the highest level since 2001. Oh, 2001. Wasn't America in a recession in 2001? Weren't we recovering from the dot-com bubble that burst in March of 2000? Ah, that's ancient history. And you know how we got out of it, don't you? Right after 9/11. It began to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. Dumped in all this cheap money. Pushed up the real estate markets with phony deals and phony loans. Yeah, the ones doing the phonies that we had to bail out and the banks that caused it. So that's what you're looking at now with cash levels in portfolios. The highest level since 2001 recession. And then they have this Wealth X Billionaire Census report. Well, the billionaires are holding on to $1.7 trillion in cash. And that giant gambler, George Soros, never can make enough money in my life by gambling. He's holding put options on some 4 million shares in exchange-traded funds. Essentially, he's betting heavily against the S&P 500. So you can see the smart money is betting against the markets. There's not going to be a realization of how bad America's economy is, or the global economy, until the equity markets collapse. And they're doing everything within their power to keep the equity market sham, Ponzinomics, alive. Everything that they can do. Again, making up new rules. Again, they should stop teaching economics in universities. There is no true price discovery anymore. It means absolutely nothing. It's a day gone by. I mean, you go back to the beginning of this year. Happy New Year. Yeah. The Dow rang it in on the lowest down note in its history. You go back to January. The Russell 2000, which is a broad measure of U.S. equity markets, It was down almost 25% from its peak. By the end of the month, some $6 trillion of global share value was wiped from the face of the world equity markets. What has changed? What has improved since then and now that's boosting these equity markets, particularly in the States, to new highs? Again, it's not productivity. That's in the tanks. It's not wages. They stink. It's not gross domestic product. It's barely growing. It's Ponzi-nomics. It's bankism. It's a rigged system. And the rich are getting richer from it. And everybody else is getting poorer and poorer. So gold's down a bit today because they're waiting. They're waiting for the big news. It's going to come out around 2 o'clock. What will the Federal Reserve say? Where is the dollar going? Will they raise interest rates? We don't believe so. And what they're doing is they're going out once again. The Federal Open Market Committee members are shooting their mouths off about how wonderful the economy is and to expect a rate hike coming soon, possibly in September. That's next month. Yeah, right. So what they're doing is they're talking down the markets, and they're especially talking down gold. Because the higher gold prices go, the greater it shows what a fraud all this money printing scheme is. Printing digital money, backed by nothing and printed on nothing. So they're talking down the markets. And remember, these are the same people, the Federal Reserve, that told us last December, when they raised interest rates for the first time in over 9 years, a measly 25 basis points, that they would be raising interest rates again 4 times in 2016. Here we are going into the third quarter, and they haven't raised them once. So it's a sham. They're liars. They're doing the same thing with the oil markets. You're seeing the price of oil. It's going back up now. Oh, on the news that crude stockpiles fell by greater than expected numbers. And they're going to have a meeting over there in OPEC next month. And they're talking about cutting back on supply. It's all hype. Because the OPEC, all they want to do is to talk the prices up. Because they have more of this stuff than they can sell. And they want to get the highest price for it. So they keep putting out these stories and driving the markets up. It has nothing to do with supply and demand. Because stockpiles fall by 2.5 million barrels in the States, the world is a lot bigger than America. There's too much product out there. But they'll keep talking it up, keep talking it up, and keep talking it up. So they keep bringing the price up. And the higher they bring the price up, the higher they get for their product. And they need higher prices because things aren't so good over there, particularly in Saudi Arabia. I mentioned, for example, that oil's selling for around $50 a barrel. They need $100 a barrel just to break even with their budget. And they also need it because they got to buy more weapons from the United States so they could slaughter more people in Yemen. That all those little liberals, if George Bush's administration would be doing what the Obama administration is doing, they be screaming murder. But the hypocrites, yep, that Woodstock crowd of liberals, those quiche eaters with that balsamic smile, yep, they just turn another cheek. Obama has sold Saudi Arabia over $20 billion worth of weapons to slaughter innocent people in Yemen that the New York Times and the other major newspapers bury in the news. If it was another country that was doing this, it would be front page news if it was a country we didn't like. But hey, they are our allies. The kingdom, yeah. And again, you know how it became a kingdom. A princess kissed a frog, and the frog became a king. Yeah, and then the king put all the women into slavery. Oh, that's Saudi Arabia. And they beheaded the people they didn't like. Yeah, they beheading, and now just this week, Saudi warplanes bombed another Doctors Without Borders hospital in Yemen, killing 15, wounding scores. It's the fourth time since they launched the war from the United States, by the way, in March of 2015, from Washington, D.C. Could you imagine? What a disgrace. The Obama administration, a traitor to this nation, launching a war against innocent people from the capital of the United States. And then, of course, earlier in the week, Saudis weren't happy enough killing those 15 in the hospital. They bombed the school, killed over 20 children, and wounded scores. Imagine killing some 50 people when it happens in Brussels or France. It's front page newspaper for weeks. And we got to crack down on them terrorists. But when the United States does it, hey, they're our allies. Yeah, they help us commit murder around the world. They're fine folks. Our kind of people. Yep. Not a peep about the murder. And some other good news on the war front. The Pentagon's approved the first private contractors to fight ISIS in Syria. Isn't that a nice name? Private contractors. I wonder, are they doing construction of buildings? Yeah. Mercenaries. Hiring murderers to slaughter other people in foreign nations. Whatever happened to the word morality? Hey, you liberals, got lockjaw? Afraid to speak out? Don't hear you. But boy, if Bush was in. These are the same low-life liberals that are pumping up Hitlery. She's better than Trump. Oh, yeah, Mussolini was better than Hitler. Now, where's Pol Pot when you need him? How about a Stalin? All the blood on her hands and her husband's. Better than Trump. Yeah, better than Trump. Clinton, Trump. We're getting clumped. That's it. That's the campaign slogan for 2016. Clumped. You know, Trump says some sensible things when it comes to NATO and not getting involved in other nations. And then he goes off the charts. He's going to bomb people everywhere, any place, to melt ISIS. Hillary gets back in, she's going back with that no-fly zone in Syria. Yeah, we should tell Syria what to do. After all, they've threatened the United States, haven't they? Well, not really, but we could make that up because Obama said it's a national security issue. That's why it was bombs away now again over in Syria. Yep, Saudi warplanes bomb North Yemen school. Saudi warplanes bomb hospital, Doctors Without Borders. It's okay. It's America, the land of the exceptionals, the exceptionally immoral. And now, of course, they keep talking up more war hatred with Russia all weekend long, beginning with Friday. They began the week that Putin got rid of a top advisor. What's going on? This is major stories in all the papers. Got rid of an advisor, top guy, brought in another guy. So what? How many times have presidents of the United States changed their chief of staff or shuffle the cabinet? It's not big news. Hey, but when Russia does it, watch out. Watch out. Something big going on. The hate Russia movement in the United States and Europe's disgusting. The propaganda. You could read the lies. Russia invaded Crimea. They didn't invade Crimea. They've been there longer than America's been a country. But we'll make it up anyway. And of course, it was Russia that overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych in Ukraine. We all know that. That's a fact. Well, not really. It was the United States that did it. You can see it when look it up. Victoria Nuland and John Insane McCain passing out cookies in Madian Square in Ukraine, when the people were protesting the Yanukovych government. Could you imagine Russians at Ferguson, Missouri, high Russian officials becoming involved in a protest in America? Whoa! It's okay, we can do it. We'll call them NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which, by the way, Victoria Nuland, whose husband is Robert Kagan, an arch neocon, and she was also under the Clinton administration, Hillary. You could listen to her at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., I believe it was in December of 2013, December 12th, if my memory is correct. You can look it up on YouTube. Bragging that the United States spent, we the people actually, they call it the United States, they stole our dough and gave it to their friends at the tune of over $5 trillion to, quote, bring democracy to Ukraine. But those are just details. Why talk about that when we could just talk about why we should hate Russia and make up stories about it as the United States commits criminal acts around the world. Bombing innocent people. We're at war again in Iraq. We're at war in Afghanistan. We're at war in Syria. We're at war in Somalia. We're back in war in Libya. And Obama's poll ratings keep going up. People keep buying the BS. He puts on a great act. Trump should learn from him. He never went off his teleprompter. Obama, Oprah Winfrey took Obama under her wing. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal back in 2007. It was the first presidential candidate she ever supported. And he became a Harpo production. Yep. She taught him well. He never strayed. Still doesn't. And by the way, the anti-Trump rhetoric, and again, I'm no fan of Trump, as you all well know, just keeps building and building and building. The facts are there for anybody to see. I'll give you an example. This is what you do in trend forecasting. You look for trends. You look for momentum. You look for direction. I started thinking, why is the mainstream media coming out so much against Trump? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do look at facts. So who owns the mainstream media? Well, you well know, people listening to Gary Null and Progressive Radio Network, you know, he said it many times. The six companies control over 90% of it. At one time, before 1996 deregulation, the Federal Communications Act, brought to you by Bill Clinton, this isn't exactly, you know, the way it worked, but along these lines. If you owned a radio and TV station in a city, you couldn't own the newspaper. You know, along those kind of lines. So what you had were literally thousands of individual small companies that owned newspapers, radio, and TV stations across America. When he deregulated the Federal Communications Act and let the bigs buy up everything, that changed the face of America. All the media was put in the hands of a few. So going back to, why is CNN the Clinton News Network? To me, it's payback, for the same reason that the Clintons are making hundreds of millions of dollars, $30,000 thereabouts an hour to give a speech to companies and groups for the deregulation of the communications industry, for the deregulation of the financial industry, for bringing GMOs to a plate, drink, and cereal near you. It's payback. Because who in their right mind would pay Bill Slick Willie Clinton or Hillary Clinton $300,000 to shoot their mouth off when you could hear them do it for free all day long? So again, that's the way I look at it. And you know the motto of the Trends Research Institute, it's think for yourself. But here's an example. The New York Times, Friday, front page. Clinton rejects Trump policies as aiding rich. After what I just said, right? After all these emails are showing how all this dough flowed into the Clinton Foundation with paybacks. But that's the front page story, not a story going after Hitler. And then you have, that was Saturday, Friday. Then you have Saturday's New York Times. Trump remarks cut into support in swing states, unable to crack 45%. Again, front page story, negative Trump. It's one day after another. One lousy Trump story. And again, does he deserve it? No. You know, you know how I feel about them. Again, we're getting clumped. That's what this year is. It's the year of the clump. Then you had another big story on Sunday that they can't stop Trump from shooting off his mouth. Front page story, New York Times. And then on Monday, secret ledger in Ukraine lists cash for Trump aid. Eh, let's go to Tuesday. I mean, really, why not have a run of this, you know? There's a big picture of Joe B.S. Biden, a great vice president. Name me one thing that you can remember that he's done that has helped we the people. Big photo across the front. One, two, three, four columns. Him shaking hands with folks at a Hitlery event, and her in the background waving and smiling. Biden warns Trump in risk to U.S. safety. And then what do we have? Yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Yep, Trump is going to heat up that Cold War. Trump calls for new war on terror. Yeah, the old one wasn't good enough, huh? He had a lot of success with that one. Ah, he only slaughtered several million people, mostly Muslims. I wonder why they hate us. Can't figure it out. Oh, I know why. We had a reason. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Or was it Al-Nusra? Or was it Al Capone? Destroyed an entire nation. So here you are, you're a young kid. Your mother and father are murdered by occupation forces. Your city is bombed into rubble. Everyone you love is dead. You have nowhere to go and you have no future. And they never leave. Year after year, occupiers propping up governments that do their bidding. And you have no future in front of you. You're alive as hell ever since you've been born. You think you're going to become, quote, radicalized, a militant? Oh, yeah, you're a militant if you want to drive out occupying forces out of your country. It's the perfect term for it. That's what Orwell would call it. Or the United States prostitutes paid for to put out by their corporate johns and their Washington masters. Look what's going on in Afghanistan. We're going to get, what, 16 years now? By far the longest war in American history. And then, you know, they came out with that heavily redacted 28-page report of the 9/11 Commission about a month ago. And ostensibly, 15 of the 19 attackers were Saudis. Okay. Made perfect sense then to go invade Afghanistan and destroy the nation. I mean, after all, they were Saudis, so it makes perfect sense to overthrow the Taliban. And by the way, we outlined George Murderous Bush Jr., not to confuse him with George Murderous Bush Sr. You love that first Gulf War, huh? Hey, you didn't like it enough. Let's start a second one. I outlined his speech to the nation on 9/11, the evening, and 9 days later in a State of the Nation address. Not one fact in it as to why we should go invade Afghanistan, other than there's a man by the name of Osama bin Laden, and them Taliban are bad folks. Yep. They don't let you grow your beard. If your beard's not long enough, they're going to, you know, make it longer, or they're going to make it shorter, one of the two. And you can't watch TV, except the channels they want you to watch. All stupid stuff like that. And the Taliban, of course, you know, we have it documented. You know, I said, look, you know, we're not holding this guy. We're not doing anything. You know, we don't want you to invade us. We're not protecting him. We don't have time to talk. We only have time to kill. No time to talk. Plenty of time to kill. Bombs away. Bush's popularity rating that was floating under 50% as America was in a recession, as I mentioned earlier in 2001. People started tying yellow ribbons around everything they couldn't move and waved American flags everywhere. And off to war we went with the full support of the vast majority of we the people. More war. More and more war. And Trump is now calling for a new war on terror. Didn't like the old one? We got a new one for you. Didn't kill enough people needlessly? Hey, we only have all these years of defeat to add up. Haven't won a victory since World War II. Hey, we're the military. You know, I got in an argument with one guy. I got to stop talking to people. Ugh. This guy's, I was saying something. He said, well, you know, I served 25 years in the military. I said, well, that was your trip. What do you mean my trip? I was serving the country. I said, don't give me that, man. You did it for your pension and because that's what you wanted to do. I said, I have my own career. Don't shove yours down my throat. Oh, and they don't like that. These boys in uniform don't like that. You're not serving my country. You're serving what you want to do. You're not protecting me. You're making me less safe by occupying other nations. Could you get that in your head? Probably not. Serving my country. Yay, take these jobs, they get these pensions, you won't have to work anymore. Like government workers. It's what you wanted to do. Not a peep about peace. Is that a dirty word or what? Not allowed to talk about it. Remember, OccupyPeace.us, we're the only peace program we know about with an action plan for peace. Close the bases, all of them overseas. That money we're wasting and people we're killing. Hey, why not? Everything you're doing is failing. You guys can't show one bit of success. Put our troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. We spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan than we did with the Marshall Plan after World War II when adjusted for inflation. And force Congress to vote to go to war rather than giving El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic, the right to launch wars on his own or her own, possibly coming up soon, under executive order and BS quick laws that they make when they want to in Congress. Abide by the Constitution. Authorization for military action. Yeah, save it. That's what Occupy Peace is. People don't want to talk about that. You know, in talking about war, this guy Hannity on Fox, you know, he came out yesterday and he said that CNN kisses Hillary Clinton's, he used the word that starts with an A and has an S at the end of it and another one in the middle. And I agree with him. CNN's doing that. Just like Hannity and Fox kissed Bush's and all those other dirty lowlifes, same words that Hannity used, who took us to war and keep taking us to war. It's okay for you guys to do it. But hey, we're hypocrites. We'll only attack other people. We never attack ourselves or look in the mirror. And that's what's going on. We're clumped. Campaign 2016 America, clumped. Clinton and Trump, 220 million people, and that's it, man. Ruled by two murderous parties with bloods on their hands. You could count it. You could see it. You could smell it. And they rob our dough in the name of too big to fails, loan guarantees, and tax breaks for their buddies. And that's this election. That's where we are. And that's where we're going. And we're going down. Going down fast. Again, the Pentagon approves private contractors to fight ISIS in Syria. Hey, remember Obama called ISIS Junior League, didn't he, at one time? And again, you look at the papers and you see how, the anti-Russian, Russia hits Syria from Iran. Front page story, Wall Street Journal. Yeah, but how about the United States? Why don't they have big pictures? The United States drops bombs on Syria, on Libya, on Afghanistan, on Iraq, from bases in Turkey, from bases in Jordan, from bases throughout the Arab League. You're not allowed to do that. You know why they don't do that? Because they're prostitutes. That's right. Doing the dirty work as prostitutes do for their corporate johns and their White House masters. I believe that after this election, war talk is going to heat up even more. When all else fails, they take you to war. And the global economy is on failure mode. You could look at the facts and think for yourself. I mentioned some of them. All you do is look at GDP numbers, look at import-export numbers, look at productivity numbers. They stink. And it's global. Here's a story in the New York Times. Some liberals worry Clinton faces risks in focus on Trump. Liberal Democrats and progressive activists have grown weary of the state of the 2016 presidential campaign, chafing at Hillary Clinton's big tent courtship of Republican leaders they have long opposed, and fearing the consequences of shaping the contest as a referendum on Donald Trump. How could anyone that calls themselves a liberal or a progressive vote for Hillary Clinton? She's better than Trump. I know, and Mussolini was better than Hitler. When are people going to grow up and grow out of this lesser of two evil mindset? Probably never, because then they would have to admit that they've been conned and they don't have the courage to do that. How could anybody of conscience call themselves a party member of Democrats or Republicans when all their parties have a blood on their hands from the wars that they've launched around the world? Again, if you give someone a weapon to murder people and you know they're going to murder them, are you an accomplice to the crime? Of course you are. So if you support the Clintons, the Trumps, the Republicans, or the Democrats, as I see it, you're an accomplice to murder. Yep. I was talking about that airstrike in Yemen that kills about 20 people in Doctors Without Borders Hospital. So the New York Times, this is the way they write it. Hospitals in Yemen supported by Doctors Without Borders have been hit by coalition airstrikes at least four times. So I just stop right there. Coalition? You mean the coalition of the killing that America brags they're part of? You see the hypocrisy? They call it a coalition. They're destroying the poorest country in the Middle East. That's done nothing to anybody. The Saudis don't like them. They don't like the government that's there. But that's a good reason to overthrow them. Because after all, isn't that what America does? Overthrow governments? Regime change is called? So the Saudis, they're being our great ally. It's perfect. So when you have Biden warning Trump, warning us that Trump is a risk to U.S. safety, what safety? Look how unsafe they made us. Biden said he was compelled to reassure allies that the United States would honor its commitment to NATO because they're worried. Yep, they're worried that they can't keep the murder going. And what else do we have over here from them? Talking about the Defense Department, this is great. It's hardly making the news. They're poisoning water all around the country and probably every place else that they're at. There was a story, what the least read and watched day of news is, right? Saturday. On Saturday, and they know you are sleeping, on page A15 of the New York Times, that's way in the back, state demands Defense Department help clean up tainted water. State environmental officials took action on Friday to hold the Federal Defense Department accountable for water contamination in Newburgh, New York, saying that firefighting foam containing a dangerous chemical used at a local military base, that's Stewart Air Force Base, polluted the city's water supply. According to the state agency, the base for years used a type of foam for aircraft emergencies and training purposes that contained PFOS, or fluorooctane sulfonic acid. Perfluorooctane sulfuric acid, which has been linked to cancer and other medical problems. So now let's multiply that. That all this foam that they use in all these military bases throughout the country and around the world. Everybody knows somebody that's dying from cancer. Couldn't be in the food, couldn't be in the water, couldn't be in the air, couldn't be in all of the thousands of untested chemicals that they douse us with. And this is a story buried on page A15 of the New York Times. I mean, Newburgh, you know, I know where Newburgh is. It's just south of us over here in Kingston, you know. This used to be a very prosperous place at one time. Unfortunately, you know, the better days are gone. And same thing up in Hoosick Falls with that chemical company. They had PFOAs up there. So, not only is the military killing other people wantonly around the world, they're killing us at home. Yeah, but it's only cancer, so what? It's a sickness. Morality, beauty, and joy don't count. Bottom lines are all that matter, whether it's in business or the business of murder. So I want to end with a little bit more talking about the economy and where it's heading. I mentioned to you that you're looking at a lot of the smart money staying in cash. You're looking at mega gamblers like George Soros betting against the Standard & Poor's. You're looking at money at the sidelines, back to 2001 levels out of portfolios. You're looking at hedge funds that are very popular among the very rich. Not doing so great. Headline story, today's Wall Street Journal, hedge funds battle losses. A growing exodus from hedge funds extended to two of the biggest names in the industry Tuesday. That's yesterday. Tudor Investment Corp and Brevan Howard, as disenchanted investors increasingly shun what was once the hottest place to put their money. So, we cannot predict where the markets are going to go. No one can. But you can see the trends. And the trends don't look good. These are highly inflated markets. Not based on economic fundamentals. I went over those with you. GDP numbers, productivity numbers, import-export numbers. It ranges between terrible and lousy. Will there be a market shakeout? Will the panic of 2016 that we have forecast happen before the end of the year? Speaking only for myself, I do not give investment advice. I say yes. Things are heating up for a market crash. And again, I don't give financial advice, but as you well know, I've said this many times. When gold goes over $1,400 an ounce, we believe it's going to spike toward 2,000. The numbers don't lie, the markets do. Follow the money. And the money's moving out of the markets. That story I just read to you about hedge funds, it's worth thinking about. What I said to you about the smart money with Soros and others going to the sidelines or betting against the markets, from WealthX Billionaire Census Report, the Bank of America Merrill Lynch survey, putting down the facts, it's worth thinking about. It's worth thinking about because the future is yours to think about and to take actions based on information, knowledge, and your own wisdom. We put out the data. It's up to you to see the way you want and find new data that we haven't found. So I believe gold is going to be golden, and there's going to be a crash the likes of which we've never seen in the history of the world. Part one or part two. So thank you very much for tuning in to Trends This Week and the Progressive Radio Network to keep the truth alive as the prostitutes sell us out in corporate media. Sitter on your bishop, all the way.